Support for KPLU comes from the San Francisco Jazz Festival, June 12th through 23rd, with Ahmed Jamal, Bob James, David Sanborn, John Schofield, Taylor Eichsty, Kendrick Scott's Oracle Band, and direct from Cuba, Harold Lopez Nusa. Tickets at sfjazz.org.
Thank you. Bill Ramsey, Milt Klebe Band, from the album Kelly's Heroes, featuring Pete Chrislieb on tenor saxophone as guest, with the Ramsey Klebe Band, 10-piece band with solos by John Hansen on piano, Jay Thomas on trumpet, Bill Ramsey on alto, and Pete Chrislieb on tenor sax, in that Milt Klebe arrangement of the tune Strollin' by Horace Silver, opening up this edition of Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. You know, this has been Jazz Appreciation Month, this month of April, and there's been lots of celebrations going on in different parts of the country, and a number of ways in which to celebrate and show one's appreciation for jazz and encouragement of it. There have been 3 jazz festivals going on in the Seattle area just this month, including the Ballard Jazz Festival, which took place a week ago, and then this weekend we've been enjoying the Seattle Women's Jazz Festival, as well as the Imp Fest going on at the Chapel Performance Space, coming out of the University of Washington improvised music project, and featuring a variety of groups each night, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Chapel Performance Space. And coming up next Tuesday night, there's going to be a celebration of our Jazz Hero. Jazz Heroes is a program which has begun by the Jazz Journalists Association to celebrate those in various communities who've contributed a lot to the local jazz scene and provided much encouragement to it. And this year's Jazz Hero from the Seattle area is Julian Priester, and he'll receive his award in an informal ceremony which takes place on Tuesday night at 6 o'clock at Tula's in Seattle. And if you'd like to join us for that, we'd love to have you. It's free and open to the public. Talking about Jazz Heroes, though, people like Bill Ramsey and Milt Klebe have been longtime heroes on the Seattle jazz scene, much valued musicians. And I thought today we would celebrate some of our local jazz heroes, including Julian Priester. We'll have some of his music coming up in a little bit and talk a bit about some of the people in the Seattle Jazz Hall of Fame. If you want to see a listing of some of the great Seattle jazz players and performers and promoters and everyone else, take a look at the Seattle Jazz Hall of Fame at earshot.org. Here's music from Jovino Santos Neto, great Brazilian-born pianist and composer who now makes his home and has made his home in Seattle for some years now, although he continues to tour widely. This new recording of Jovino is a solo piano recording, and it was made at the Fazoli Studio in New York, and he had his choice of pianos in this piano showroom, and recorded this album of his own music as well as some of his countrymen, some of his fellow Brazilians. Here's Jovino in solo piano performances of one of his own pieces titled Crescendo, Growing, and the second, Jerome Kern's All the Things You Are. Jovino Santos Neto at the piano.
is here. Why doesn't my heart go dancing? Spring is here. Why isn't the waltz entrancing? No desire, no ambition leads me. Maybe it's because nobody needs me. Spring is here. Why doesn't the breeze delight me? Stars appear. Why doesn't the night excite me? Maybe it's because nobody loves me. Spring is here.
Ernestine Anderson singing live at a place called the Alley Cat, which was in Culver City, California, in 1987 with the Frank Capp Nat Pierce Band. And I'm not sure, I think maybe Bill Ramsey might have done that arrangement. He did several big band arrangements for Ernestine Anderson. But that nice chart on Rodgers and Hart's Spring Is Here, sung by Ernestine Anderson. And before that, we were listening to a new recording by Jovino Santos Neto, a solo piano album in the Piano Masters series from Adventure Music. And we heard an original titled Crescendo, Growing, and Jerome Kern's All the Things You Are, as played by Jovino Santos Neto in this recording made at the Fazioli Piano Studios in New York. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here on Sunday afternoon, and we're celebrating some of our jazz heroes around here. April has been, and still is, for that matter, Jazz Appreciation Month, and the end of April, the 30th, is International Jazz Day. A number of celebrations taking place. I think there's one in Istanbul which is celebrating International Day. There was one in New Orleans a year ago, and it's just a big celebration to draw more awareness to jazz. And there are individual jazz heroes in communities. 25 of them have been selected by the Jazz Journalists Association, and in the Seattle area, Julian Priester has been designated the jazz hero for this area for this year. And there's a special celebration which is taking place on Tuesday night at Tula's at 6 o'clock. It's free and open to the public, just an informal presentation to Julian Priester and appreciation by some of his friends for his work here as educator as well as trombonist and general spark plug to the scene, too. Julian's originally from Chicago, and his career began playing blues and R&B legends Muddy Waters, Dinah Washington, Bo Diddley around Chicago. In the early 50s, he was also a member of Sun Ra's big band, which was based in Chicago. He recorded several albums with that group, and he went on tour with vibraphonist Lionel Hampton and his big band, subsequently settling in New York. And in the 60s, he appeared as sideman on numerous albums. Max Roach, Freddie Hubbard, Stanley Turrentine, Blue Mitchell, Art Blakey, Joe Henderson, John Coltrane, and McCoy Tyner, Charles Mingus, Johnny Griffin, Sam Rivers, and Duke Ellington. He went on the road with Ellington's big band in 1969, recorded one album with Ellington, the New Orleans Suite, which is a beautiful album. In 1970, he left to join Herbie Hancock's Fusion Sextet, and as I remember, the first time I saw Julian Priester, he was a member of that group, in a concert, a big concert that was put on at the Seattle Center Arena. It's called the Seattle Jazz Spectacular, and it was indeed that, because it included not only the Herbie Hancock Sextet, a new group which had just been formed at that time, which was very electronic-oriented, as well as Miles Davis's band, which had just come out with Bitches Brew at that time, Don Ellis Jazz Orchestra, and the Bill Evans Trio, and Cannonball Adderley. They were all on that program. And Julian Priester was there to play as part of Herbie Hancock's sextet at that time. Julian settled in Seattle in the late 70s, 1979. He joined the Cornish faculty, but he has continued to perform as both a band leader and sideman in tours with Sun Ra and Gary Peacock, Dave Holland, Lester Boys, New York Organ Ensemble, Charlie Hayden's Liberation Music Orchestra. And his compositions have been recorded by many others as well. Sun Ra, Ray Charles, Herbie Hancock, Max Roach, and Abby Lincoln, and others. He's going to be celebrated in this special presentation on Tuesday at Tula's, 6 o'clock. Hope you can join us. I thought we'd listen to a couple of tunes featuring Julian Priester here. The first one comes from his early days in New York in 1961 when he was part of the Blue Note stable and he was recording with a lot of different artists on Blue Note Records. We'll hear one he did with Freddie Hubbard, and then we'll hear a Cornish faculty ensemble that Julian played in, the Quartet, with two T's at the end. That included Jerry Grinnelli on drums, Jay Clayton's voice, and Gary Peacock on bass, as well as Julian Priester's trombone. First, here's the Freddie Hubbard group in 1961. Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Julian Priester on trombone, Jimmy Heath on tenor sax, Cedar Walton piano, Larry Ridley bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums, and a Freddie Hubbard composition called Ossie May.
Thank you.
Beautiful duo from Julian Priester, trombone, Gary Peacock on bass. That was titled Duality, and it comes from the Quartet album, No Secrets. Quartet was comprised of a group of Cornish faculty members in the late 80s, recorded in 1988. It included Julian Priester and Gary Peacock, Jay Clayton and Jerry Grinnelli. Wonderful disc and a nice slice of jazz history there. Before Gary Peacock and Julian Priester, we heard Julian playing as part of a Freddie Hubbard sextet in 1961. Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Julian Priester trombone, Jimmy Heath on tenor sax, the three-horn front line, backed by Cedar Walton piano, Larry Ridley bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. Freddie Hubbard's tune, Ossie May, which comes from the Hubcap album by Freddie Hubbard. As we mentioned, Julian Priester being celebrated as a local jazz hero Tuesday, when he receives the award from the Jazz Journalists Association at Tula's, 6 p.m. The Seattle Women in Jazz Festival is concluding tonight with several performances at three different locations. Carly Calbero and the Holy Names All-Girl Band, Samantha Boschnick's Quintet, playing at the Vera Project at 5, 6:30, and 8. Seattle Women in Jazz Festival at Lucid Jazz features a group of vocalists in a vocal showcase, Debbie Boland-Watt, Julie Olson, Rochelle House, and Dina Blade. They'll be performing starting at 7. And at the Triple Door, Sarah Elizabeth Charles is performing at 7:30. I believe Rochelle House is also scheduled to be performing with her ensemble at the Royal Room later on this evening. In addition to the Women in Jazz Festival wrapping up today, Howard Roberts Project benefit at Bakes Place features Don Mock, Jay Roberts, Dan Dean, and Barney McClure. That starts at 6 o'clock. Karim Candy is playing at the Triple Door, at the Musiquarium of the Triple Door tonight. Coming up next week, Brad Meldow Trio plays Tuesday and Wednesday at Jazz Alley. And Thursday, Chick Corea and the Vigil will move in. They'll play Thursday through Sunday. And again, at Tula's, celebration of jazz hero Julian Priester, 6 o'clock at Tula's on Tuesday night, followed by the Critical Mass Big Band. For more information about other good places to go for live jazz, be sure to check our jazz calendar on kplu.org, as well as seattlejazzscene.com and the earshot.org jazz calendar. Lots of information available. Get out and hear some live jazz as we come to the conclusion here of Jazz Appreciation Month, the month of April. We'll continue with some more jazz heroes and people who are in the Seattle Jazz Hall of Fame here on today's Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jay Thomas has a new recording titled The Cats, or Neo Boogaloo. Jay has been playing on Wednesday nights at a new spot on East Lake near Furman underneath the freeway bridge. It's called the Ship Canal Grill, and you'll find them there on Wednesday night hosting a jam session, so check it out. Here's Jay Thomas with John Hansen on piano, Adam Kessler on drums, Chuck Kistler on bass, and we'll hear them doing a tune by Hank Mobley. This is Soul Station.
that's the song of songs, and it all belongs to you and me. Start to sing again that old melody.
Don Lanfear's magnificent arrangement, just an amazing piece of work on Cole Porter's I Love You. The Don Lanfear Sextet in 1987 included Don on soprano sax, with John Pugh on trumpet, Jeff Hay on trombone, Mark Seals piano, Chuck Dierdorf bass, and Dean Hodges on drums, with the voice of Jay Clayton in Don Landwehr's wonderful arrangement of Cole Porter's I Love You from the album Go. Before that, we were listening to Jay Thomas on tenor sax with the Cats, John Henderson, John Hansen on piano, Chuck Kistler on bass, and Adam Kessler on drums, and a tune by Hank Mobley called Soul Station. And that's our Jazz Northwest for today. I'm Jim Wilkie. Thank you for listening. Next week on the show, we're going to be bringing you highlights from a concert by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, another all-acoustic concert featuring Duke Ellington's Reminiscing in Tempo. I hope you'll be with us again then. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.